It is our honor to invite our guest speaker for tonight. We invite Sayyid Babani from Canada, who is going to be speaking to the believers tonight about the holy month of Ramadan and the opportunities, of the holy month of Ramadan. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Bihi nasta'in. Innahu khayrun nasirin wa mu'in. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وروح العالمين له الفداء أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال الله في كتاب الكريم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوات السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Congratulations to all mu'mineen for the beginning of month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, the month of opportunities. Of course, tonight I wanted to mostly just point out some of the very important and important hadiths and very clear narrations that clear out the importance of this month, the opportunities that we have in our hand right now. But I wanted to start with why we should see it as an opportunity. Why we need an opportunity. Why we should be very careful to not lose any moment of this opportunity. You know, we have something in economics, they say opportunity cost. You know, the concept of opportunity cost is basically, in a monetary manner and looking at things, is like if I am here in this majlis, I could work outside at the same time and make this much amount of money. So me being here, it's equal to this much amount of money of opportunity cost. So I'm losing the opportunity of making money outside of here by working. And this is the opportunity cost. That means you're losing that opportunity of making money by being here. So the opportunity cost in regarding not only our worldly life, but the eternal life that we have after this dunya in front of us. It requires us to looking at these important moments like Ramadan, like other important times and locations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put His blessing over it in order to give us more blessing and we could get more rewards from good deeds. Because if you look in our action and the purity of our action, usually we see that it doesn't wait for for eternal life. How our impure action as a human that makes mistakes, you know, we're not infallibles, we're not ma'sumin. How these action could help us to live with rewards for infinity, for eternal life. And exactly this is where it comes, the importance of month of Ramadan and these opportunities that Allah has put in front of us, that one night of month of Ramadan equal to thousands of nights. And of course, there's other causes, there's other variables that plays into basically changing our action and making our action to wait for that infinite life. For example, the love of Ahlul Bayt. When you do something for the sake of Ahlul Bayt, the weight of your deed is not a normal deed anymore. It is connected to Ahlul Bayt. Is connected to the love of Ahlul Bayt, and that's why it waits as helping you for infinite life, for eternal life. So why we need for this dunya, for example, right now, why we need this opportunity to strengthen our spiritual aspect and increasing our spiritual level to use this month of, the month of Ramadan, and that is because some people think if Imam al-Zaman comes tomorrow, everything is going to be perfect. They think like a Hollywood movies. They think Imam al-Zaman will come and suddenly with a magical touch, everything becomes on its right place. No, it's not like that. When Imam al-Zaman comes, there are going to be wars. There are going to be social structure that needs to be corrected. They're going to be the need of some commanders, some soldiers, some people dedicated to Imam al-Zaman to work night and days in order to correct the social structure, social systems, economic system, political systems. Doing some people doing in they have to go to the battle of war, and you know, so the coming of our Imam, it's not equal to sudden justice and sudden correction of everything. And that's why Imam needs us to be ready for his coming, because when he comes, he needs soldiers in order to be dedicated to him. Soldiers that could endure hunger, soldiers that could endure hardship, soldiers that could endure to be distant from their families. Soldiers that they could endure to not sleep 8 hours, sleep less, 4 hours, 3 hours a day. Soldiers that they are dedicated in order to help the Imam to establish that just government and Allah's government on earth. So month of Ramadan has this capacity of hudan linnas, has this capacity to receive something that could be the guide for all human, and that's Quran. Month of Ramadan has this zarfiyat of receiving Quran, the revelation of Allah, that is for guiding human being until the day of judgment. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And this Quran will clarify everything and will distinguish between haq and batil and will clarify the path for mu'mineen, for those people that they are eager to be guided, they are looking for guidance. Month of Ramadan has this capacity to receive this kind of revelation from Allah, the all-powerful, all-merciful, all-wise, absolute knowledge, you know. So this month has been blessed and it's been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have this kind of capacity, to have this kind of zarfiyat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and gave us so many motivations, so many variables, so many causes to motivate us to be focused during this month. I'm going to recite some of the beautiful hadiths from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Qala sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, شهر رمضان شهر الله عز وجل وهو شهر يضاعف الله فيه الحسنات ويمحو فيه السيئات وهو شهر البركة. So our beloved Prophet says that month of Ramadan is month of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply the rewards for the good deeds. And also will purify people and will clean the sins and the impurity from his servants. And also it says at the end that this month is the month of blessing. Another beautiful hadith from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, inna abwab as-sama tuftahu fi awwal al-layla. So the doors of the skies will open in the first night from month of Ramadan, min shahr Ramadan, wala tughlagu ila akhir laylatin min, and will not be closed until the last day of month of Ramadan. Another beautiful hadith, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعَبْدُ مَا فِي رَمَضَانِ, if the servant knew that what is in the month of Ramadan, لَوَدَّ أَن يَكُونَ رَمَضَانُ السَّنَّةِ, he will wish that the whole year would be month of Ramadan. And then there is this beautiful hadith which I want to go through with you. Inshallah, I will not recite the whole Arabic and try to, inshallah, translate for you with the salawat ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli Muhammad. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that paradise get ready from year to year in order to receive and welcoming the people of month of Ramadan. So from the end of this Ramadan to the beginning of the next year of month of Ramadan, paradise make himself ready in order to receive the people of month of Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan. And when the month of Ramadan starts, from the first night, فَإِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ اللَّيْلَةِ مِنْ, the first night there is a breeze that start going through the Arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the name يُقَالَ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ, the name of that breeze, it's called Musira. And then this breeze starts moving the ashjar al-janan, start moving the trees in the paradise, the leaves of the trees in the paradise, and gets to halaq al-masari. He gets to these big rings that there are over the doors of paradise, and start moving them, and it makes a sound so beautiful that no one had heard before. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone asked, Ya Ridwan, ma hadhihi al-layl, who's Rizwan? We had a brother that recited Quran called Rizwanullah. I mean, Allah bless him, I just heard that he left, right? But he is a hafiz of the whole Quran. MashaAllah, may Allah bless him, and inshallah, help us to memorize the verses of Quran with the barakat of salawat ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So the Rizwan is the name of that key holder of paradise. There's an angel called Rizwan, which he holds the key of the doors of paradise. So someone asked Rizwan, what is happening? What is this night? Why there is this sound coming from this ring of the doors of Jannah? He answers that this night is the night that the doors of paradise will be opened towards the fasters, those people that fast, from the ummah, from the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command Ridwan, the keyholder of paradise, to open the doors of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the keyholder of hell to close the doors of Jahannam, of the hell. And then Jibreel will come on earth and will bring all the followers of Shaitan, and Shaitan basically in will chain all the followers of Shaitan and Shaitan itself, so that they could not basically corrupt the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. There's this last part very beautifully. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says that Khudavand qala yaqulu Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kulli layla, that Allah in each night of month of Ramadan says three times, hal min sa'ilin fa'utiyahu su'la, is there anyone that wants to ask anything that I give to him what he wants? Hal min ta'ibin fa'atubu alai, is there anyone that asks for forgiveness, that asks for that, do repentance, so I forgive? Hal min mustaghfirin fa'aghfir lahu, is there anyone that asks for forgiveness, so I forgive him? Man yughridu al-mali', and then he says ghayra mu'dami wal wafi ghayra dhalim. So this is Rasulullah says at the end, so who's the one that will lose this opportunity? And then again it says that our beloved Prophet says that every night of month of Ramadan until the end, then the last day of month of Ramadan, after the iftar, there is thousands and thousands of people that they had to go to hell. They get released from this their sins and they become pure in order to basically continue and get themselves out of the hell and be someone that was to go to Jannah. And there is many, many ahadith about month of Ramadan, about the effect of the fasting itself, about the rewards of someone that fasts, about, for example, the acceptance. I was looking at to all these narrations in order to, you know, mostly talk from on behalf of narrations tonight for you. So there's many ahadith that talks about how our fasting get acceptance. For example, get accepted. For example, Hazrat Fatima salamullah alayha says, "Ma yasna'u as-sa'imu bi-siyamihi idha lam yasun lisana." So that person that do sawm, that person that do fast, thinks that only by basically controlling his stomach and not paying attention to his tongue, to his ears, to his eyes, to his body parts, he will get accepted, his fast will get accepted. No, it is not. It is not about just not eating. It is about controlling everything else. So there was this friend that asked me what we should say to some people that they are scared of fasting and not eating the whole days. Or, for example, the father and the parents that they are afraid that their children fast because of the hunger. I would say that, and I answered to him, that not eating is not the difficult part. Not eating is not the difficult part. Controlling your habits, your behavior that you got used to it is difficult. Sometimes we got used to talk without thinking. Sometimes we are just judging others without thinking that we should judge ourselves first. Sometimes we backbite, we dishonoring a mu'min brothers or sisters without knowing without thinking of the result and those basically effect that we're going to have on his image and his life or her life. It is very important. During month of Ramadan, it's the month of reconsidering our behavior, correcting our habits, and doing good, inshallah, and replace those bad habits and wrong habits with good ones. So there is so many hadiths about exactly what I told you, I'm going to pass. And I'm going to get to the effect of this fasting. Some people, this is very clear and very understandable, that when we fast, when we don't eat, and when we basically get hungry at the end of the day, we could understand what the poor people or needy people, that they do not have access to food in the everyday usual of their life, how they feel, you know. There's so many people around the world that they do not have access to 3 meals a day, or good food, or full meal, and they have to go to work, or they have to, you know, take care of their families, take care of their children. You know, you're hungry, and your children, they need you. They need you playing with them. They need you to hear them. They need you to be gentle and kind with them. And you still, you know that this hunger bothering you. So this is to understand what the needy people and the poor people, how they feel during their life. But this is not the only effect. This is not the only result of fasting during the month of Ramadan. Imam Raza alayhi salam, he says that one of the effects of fasting is that it gives you this opportunity of practicing to become obedient towards the commands of Allah. When you fast for the sake of Allah, Allah command you in order to fast. When you stop eating and controlling your nafs from the first and most important need that your body needs, this is practicing to do much easier task that Allah put wajib on your shoulders, made them wajib for you. Imam Raza alayhi salam says another one is to control your desire. So when you are controlling your most important desire, which is eating, become stronger, and your willpower becomes stronger in order to control other desires. Again, Imam Raza alayhi salam says that fasting brings humbleness, humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this humbleness will cause in the increase of hope towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why people in the month of Ramadan, they become, we call it latifur ruh. They become more humble and they cry more. They basically feel that spiritual feeling when they do dua, especially when we get to the end of month of Ramadan. Because because when you see that how you are weak and you are dependent on just something that was accessible for you every day, that is food, and suddenly you control yourself to not touch that food, you become aware of your weakness, that how weak you are, that how how dependent you are on this rizq and these substances that Allah were giving to you every day, and maybe we're not aware of it. So another one, Imam Raza again says that fasting makes you think of the hunger of the Day of Judgment, the hunger and the needy state that you will face in the Day of Judgment. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam advised to those people that they face hardship and calamities during their life to fast. They say if you are facing hardship and calamities and you have hard time, استعينوا بالصبر. And the sabr, all the ulama says this is fasting. You know, we have already talked about the translation of the meaning of sabr. That usually is translated to be patient. But sabr, deeper meaning and or general meaning, it means resistance. Sabr means resisting. So of course, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem, it means that all the ulama says that in your difficult time or when you face some waswasa, some whispering of shaitan in order to commit sins, right away flee away refuge to sabr and salat. That means fasting and do salat, doing namaz, doing prayers. And then there is other more hadiths about month of Ramadan. So it is appropriate for us tonight, which is the first day or second night of month of Ramadan, to go through the prayer of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, which is the prayer number 44, if I'm not mistaken, in the Saif al-Sajjadiyya, which Imam recite in the beginning of, in the Wurud, in the basically entering to month of Ramadan. And I reading this, basically I'm going to explain the first part because it's a long prayer. Just the first part of this prayer from the book of Ustad Safahi Ha'iri. May Allah send the rewards to his soul. MashaAllah, his books are being the most basically selling books in Iran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him rewards with the salawat ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. So the first part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam start by praising Allah. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihamdih. So praise to Allah Almighty that He guided me to praise Him. It's really deep. You know, you want to enter to a ground that you've been guided to in order to accumulate rewards that He gave it to you. He gave you the opportunity to become among those people that are grateful, that do shukr and hamd. And this guidance to month of Ramadan, it's not just to enter month of Ramadan in order to do hamd. No, it's in order to do all these, in order to improve yourself as a human being, spiritually, within all perspective of your, basically your aql, your intellect, your thoughts, your emotion, your spirit, all these aspects of a human being, there is a ground in month of Ramadan ready in order to correct them and improve them. So, of course, Alhamdulillah is not only a word and phrase to say by tongue. Alhamdulillah needs to basically move and take action in order to benefit from this praising of Allah and this guidance of Allah. And the rest, it says, the continuation of the dua, وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ لِنَّكُونَ الْإِحْسَانِ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And Allah chose us to become أَهْلِهِ, I mean أَهْلُ اللَّهِ, to become among, or أَهْلَ حَمْدُ اللَّهِ, to become among those people that praise Allah, to become among the people that you could call yourself أَهْلُ اللَّهِ. Not Ahl al-Nafs, not the follower of Nafs, not the follower of dunya, to become the followers of Allah. So that this na'amat, this blessing of guidance towards a position to become Ahlullah, make you to use everything that He gave to you to be used for Him. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, if we, as a ni'mah, right, as a blessing, if we go use it for anybody else, they will not give us anything in return. Everyone else, they are consumers. It is only Allah that if we give Him back, if we use all the blessing that He gave us for His cause, we will gain so much benefit by this business and this trade. So this is another part that he explains, mashallah. And then he goes, وَلِيَجْزِيَنَا عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ. So why we become مِنَ الشَّاكَرِينَ, why we do basically are grateful and do praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِيَجْزِيَنَا عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ. So الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِحَمْدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to become someone that know how to worship Him, someone that know how to praise Him, someone that becomes Ahlullah, someone that becomes Minash-Shakirin, among the people that are grateful about the blessing of Allah. And liyajziyana ala zalik. And He gives us rewards for that. He gives and then He gives and then He gives. We do nothing. Again, walhamdulillah alladhi habana bidine. So again, Imam Sajjad says, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He basically make me guide me towards His deen. My brothers and sisters, what is deen? The way of living. How to live, how to improve myself. The best and the most important way of improving myself as a human being, it's deen. وَاخْتَسْنَا بِمِلَّتِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me to be among His nation. Nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli alayhi wa sallam. How many minutes I have? If you could just give me that. 3 minutes. Then he says, وَسَبَّلَنَا فِي سُبُلِ إِحْسَانِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us on the path of His ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and make us to be on that path that He gives us so many, and that He's kind to us. He gives us more blessings. And here, Ustaz Safai Ayari brings up a very important point that I'd like to go through it, that it is not the path itself that is important. It is not the ni'mah, the blessing of the, itself that is important. He says that someone, when he comes to eat food, it doesn't eat food in order just eating. It eats food in order to get power to move. So those blessings that you receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not the blessing itself that is important. It's the power and the effect that has on you to get up and move towards Him. And these powers, these effect that this blessing has, will take us where? To become the qurb, to become in the level of qurb and rizwanullah. This is how Allah guide human beings. So that's the next part of the dua. لِنَسْلُكَهَا بِمَنِّهِ إِلَىٰ رِضْوَانِهِ. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in the subul, in that path of His blessings and His kindness, لِنَسْلُكَهَا بِمِنَّا, in order to move us, in order that we move with, because of this minna, because of this favor that we feel that is bestowed upon us, to get up and move towards Him. This is how it's beautiful, mashallah. And these are the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, through the du'as. And at the end of this part, they say, Walhamdulillah, hamdan yataqabbalahu minna wa yarda bihi anna. So I do praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that He accepts this hamd, this praising, and be satisfied with this praising. So you see, in month of Ramadan, this is where we could get. We could get to somewhere that our worship, our ibadah is accepted, and Allah is radiyu an, He has become satisfied with our ibadah. And then Imam alayhi salam, this is the last part that I'm going to explain. Imam alayhi salam continue in his dua explaining the characteristics of month of Ramadan, of the holy month of Ramadan. وَالْحَمْدُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ مِنْ تِلْكَ السُّبُلِ. And again, praise belongs to Allah that He puts on this path. What path? The path of ihsan, the path of kindness and blessings. شَهْرَهُ, His month, شَهْرَ Ramadan, that He calls the holy month of Ramadan. So again, I'm going to translate. He says the second part, and praise belong to Allah Almighty that He puts on this path, the path towards Him, His own month, the month of Ramadan. And brothers and sisters, this is very important. Allah, I'm going a little bit faster, but Allah chooses a time, a location sometimes, not because the time and location itself it is so important. No, because when Allah chooses a time and location, we become more focused. We try to be ready for that time, that period of time, for example, Ramadan. Or for that location, for example, the Haram of Ma'sumin, when we go to Karbala, for example, or Haram of Hazrat Ma'suma alayhi salam. These locations, when we go there, makes us to become more focused on the purity of our action. The same thing month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan is the period of time that helps us to become more focused. Especially month of Ramadan, which Imam says later on, that this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you raise the importance of this month by putting so many rules and regulation. Not eating, not looking haram, not hearing haram, not saying any false things. And by limiting and putting rules and regulation during this time, you become again more focused on purity of your deeds for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, Imam alayhi salam says, شهر السيام وشهر الإسلام وشهر التهور وشهر التمحيس وشهر القيام. So this month is the month of fasting, the month of Islam, the month of purification, and the month of moving and raising up for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we need in order to raise up, الَّذِي أُنزَلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. We need Quran in order to know how to raise up, how to worship. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْغَانِ. This is the Quran that clarify how we should worship. This is Quran that basically separate the falsehood from the haq, from batil, from the truth. And continues and continues, mashallah, the other characteristic of month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan has many special days also. We have a Walada, we have a Shahada. For example, we have the Shahada of Khadija al-Kubra alayhi salam. We have the Walada of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And we have the Laylatul Qadr and Shahada of Imam Ali alayhi salam. These are all important events that we need to benefit from it. We need to understand the position of these holy people, the sacrifice that they did for Islam and for the cause of Allah in order to benefit from this month. So this is continuation. Of course, one of the important and the beauty of the book of Ustad Safai Airi is the way that he is written the literacy that he used in Farsi is beautiful. And inshallah, if brothers they could translate it in English, it will be very, very important for the whole world in order to use his thoughts. So, my brothers and sisters, Shahr Ramadan is the month of improvement, is the month of opportunity. There is a sufra, there is a table of food and rewards and many, many, many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is ready in order for us to just take it. If we do not be aware, if we are not aware, and if we are not using the best way of this opportunity that is accessible to us, we will become among those regrets, among those people that regrets in the day of judgment, the Yawmul Hasra. That already talked about it before. The Yawmul Hasra is another name of the day of judgment, the day that we are regretting that we didn't use those times and locations and those holy things that was accessible to us in order to gain rewards and prepare ourselves for the eternal life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to become among the best soldiers and supporters and helpers of our Imam of time. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to become obedient and the true followers of the Wali of time, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Hafazahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the health and the comfort that we need in order to gain this improvement. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sin and take all the impurity from our spirit and ourself in order to, inshallah, reach the higher level of spirituality during the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be among those that respect and keep the honor of this month and avoid any sins and any mistakes during this holy month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be happy with our majlis, our gathering, and also send the rewards of this majlis and this gathering to our loved ones that are passed away, especially the shuhada of Islam, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alai, and all the scholars that they sacrificed their life in order for us to sit down and benefit from what they have protected in order for us to study and learn. May Allah send them the rewards of this majlis to all our loved ones and all the shuhada and scholars of Islam. Bin Nabi wa Alih, rahimallahu man yagra'u fatihata ma'as salawat.